Okay, so we left off last time in Siman Kuf Pei Tes, discussing the din of Es HaChodesh, and as we noted, the Mechaber in the same breath pretty much discusses both Es HaChodesh and Es HaShavua in Sifah. So last time we discussed the parameters a little bit of Es HaChodesh. Let's focus now on Es HaShavua. So the Rashba has this notion, which you don't have anywhere beferish in the Gemara, sorry, but the Rashba, both in Torah Sabayis and in the Chidushim here on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. So I'll just read you from the Chidushim here. The Rashba is an important piece, as a piece of the need to go on the lengthier side on Samach Dalet that deals with a few of these issues we have discussed, we'll be discussing today. So the Rashba, towards the end of that piece, writes, Rabbi Seinor Sefatim Zal, Mosifin Sha'af Im Hayom Gorim Vest. So you don't find this beferish in the Gemara, but he quotes from the Rabbi Seinor Sefatim, and the Ramban has this, that there is a notion of a day causing a vest. And the model for that is the Sugyan Bava Kama's Lamed Zayin in the context of Shvarim. Ida Ashkam B'Shor Muad, Shabbos V'Shabbos V'Shabbos Nasa Muad L'Shabbosas. So just as you have a din when it comes to Hadas Shor, that if you have a Shor that's Nogeach only on Shabbos and not during the week, that creates a status of Muad for Shabbos. Hainu Darmina Parakama, Kavsa, Kavala Vest Liyamim. The Okmaravashi Kigonsha Kafat Bachabashaba Vichazai, Vest. So the Rashba says, and you really find this in Nida as well, a notion of a Vest Limei Hashavua, even though there is in the context of a Vest Haguf. That's the Gemara Yud Aleph and Aleph before the Mishnah. Kasa Rasa, Kasa Rasa, Kasa Rasa. Kavala Vest Liyamim Velo Lekvitzas. So Rav Huna has a statement that if there's an association between a movement of the body and a ri'iyah, so that creates a vest, liyamim. So what does that mean, liyamim? You just spoke about kvitzas. Echidami, Amravashi, the kafetz v'chabeshaba v'chazai, v'lechabeshabes chazai below kvitzah. So we're talking about a case where from the get-go, you don't know what's gorem the ri'iyah because there's a confluence of kvitzos and yomim. So you don't know if it's the yom that's gorem or the kvitzah that's gorem. And then you finally have an instance where there's a ri'iyah on that day without a kvitzah. So Gemara says, Iglai milsa de yom ahu de kagarm. So there's an indication that it's a yom and not the kvitzah, which is really gorem the ri'iyah. And then you have a vest on that day, even without kvitzas. So the Rashba says back over here, "Ami me shavua kavi lavest." So you see from there that there is a notion of a vest limei hashavua. Fine. Then the Ravid has that. The Ramban has that. So the Shach implicitly raises the following question that the Torah Sashlamim expands on. So let's talk about a standard case. Let's read how the Mechaber has it again. The Mechaber in Sifav, Kishem she kavas vest b'haflaga miyamim shavim v'she'enam shavim. So just as you could have a vest haflaga, so you can have a vest of chodesh, So every, you have a Re'ia on Beis, Nisan, Beis, Iyar, Beis, Sivan, that creates a Vest, a Chodesh Kavua. And also, Yimei HaShavua. So how is that? Ketzad. Rasa Gimel Pamim Becha B'Shabbos, Ob Ehe B'Shabbos, Ob Echa B'Nisan, Becha B'Iyar, Becha B'Sivan. Kavala Vest, Becha B'Shabbos, Ob Ehe B'Shabbos. So I understand you have Re'ia every Beis of the month, so that creates a Vest Kavua, La Chodesh, for Beis of the month. And then he said, the other case is, let's say you see three times on a Sunday. So every third Sunday, you have a Re'ia. So every third Sunday, you have a Re'ia. Isn't that a Haflaga? How is it different to say that you have a Re'ia every third Sunday that creates a Vesta Shavua? How is that different than saying that you have a Re'ia every 21 days or every 22 days? So take a look at the Shach here. Sivkat and Yudalid. The Shach writes, Ketzad Rasa Gimel Pamim Becha B'Shabbos Perish. Dimri'ia Rishona Adashnia Shave L'Mishniya L'Shishis. So the interval between Re'ia 1 and Re'ia 2 is the same as the interval between Re'ia 2 and Re'ia 3. Kigon Shirasa Becha B'Shabbos B'Chazer Rasa B'Gimel Shavuas Becha B'Shabbos. So she sees the first Sunday of the month and then the fourth Sunday of the month. Because of Rasa Begimel Shavuos Be'achol Shabbos, and then she sees three Sundays later, Kavel Aves Begimel Shavuos Be'achol Shabbos. The Afagav the Einon Shavim Limos HaChodesh. So there, it's not date centered because the dates aren't going to be the same. It's not a Vest HaChodesh, but it's a Vest Limei HaShavua because it's every third Sunday. It says the Torah Sashlamim in Sivkat and Tess. Rasa Gimel Pa'amim Be'echa B'Shabbos Kigon Shirasa Be'echa B'Shabbos Kosa Rasa Acher Gimel Shavuos Be'echa B'Shabbos Kavala Ves Be'echa B'Shabbos L'Gimel Shavuos. Fine. Kosa Neshach. Ve'ein L'Hakshos Dim Kein Ma'istra Chlash Bina B'Shabbos. So what's the Chiddush? So Gam Kein Kavala Ves L'Haflaga Shavim Mamish. So that's the same thing as a standard Ves Haflaga. What difference does it make if you call it a 22-day interval or call it every third Sunday? It's the same exact thing. Yesh lomar, di'i mishum vest haflaga, lo ya nikba ela achar ri'i revias. Mishum di'i rishona, lo mikri haflaga klal. Masha enkin, kviyas yimei ha-shavua, nikba ela achar gimel pamim, di'bapam rishona, mikri echa b'shabbos. So, says the Torah Sashlamim, in principle, you're right, but there's an important afkamina. If we were just looking at this as a standard vest haflaga, as we saw, in order to establish a Ves Haflaga Kavua, you have to have four Re'iyas, because you need to establish three Haflagas. You can only have three intervals if you have four Re'iyas that the three intervals span. But if we have a new Vest here called the Ves Limei HaShavua, so that's analogous more to a Ves HaChodesh, where you're looking at the day in which it happens, or the date in which it happens, and then all you need is three Re'iyas in order to create a Ves Kavua, right? So in theory, a Ves Limei HaShavua is basically a Haflaga, but it's more chumer in the sense that you could be Kaveya with one less Re'ia than a standard Haflaga. Okay. The Sidrei Torah adds additional Nafkaminas. Sidrei Torah in Sivkatan Dalid in the first paragraph. Let's bring it up on the screen now. So he goes to Torah Sashlamim, and then he says, "Oh, nafkamina tuva." There are additional nafkaminas as well. Debevesta kavua liyoma shavua, af imrasa bintayim pam achas shelob osayom mikal makam lo bala vespekach. So let's say a woman has a vest limei hashavua. So she sees on the first Sunday. And then she sees three Sundays later. And then she sees three Sundays later. So even if she's not going to see the following Sunday, the following third Sunday, she still has to be choshesh for that vest. I'm sorry. Let me say that again. A woman has re'ios on the first Sunday of the month, and then the third Sunday of the month, the first Sunday of the month, the fourth Sunday of the month, and 3 Sundays later. So that would create a vest kavua limei hashavua. But let's say the woman also had a re'iyah on a Wednesday in the middle. So the fact that she had a re'iyah on a Wednesday in the middle doesn't prevent the creation of a vest limei hashavua that's kavua. Just like when it comes to vest hachodesh, let's say a woman has a re'iyah on Beis Nisan, Beis Iyar, then Kaf Iyar, and then Beis Sivan. The fact that she had the additional re'iyah on Kaf Iyar doesn't prevent the creation of a Ves Kavu Limei HaChodesh. The same thing is true over here, that if a woman has re'iyahs on every third Sunday, but she also has a re'iyah in the middle that's not on a Sunday, that doesn't prevent the creation of a Ves Limei HaShavua that is kavua. That's different than a haflaga, because anytime you have another re'iyah that breaks up the pattern of the haflaga, then all bets are off. Then there's nothing sustaining the original haflaga. The whole identity of a ves haflaga is the interval since the last re'iyah. So anytime you're going to have another re'iyah, so then that creates a new interval that we're not concerned about the previous interval, as opposed to a ves hachodesh where the point is that there's something significant to that date of the month, so that date could retain its significance even if you're going to have another intermittent re'iyah on a different day as well. So the Sidur Torah says that's an additional nafkamina between a vest limei shavua and a vest ha-chodesh. And a vest haflaga. And then he says, v'chein, im avra yom haflaga v'lo rasa, the same thing in the other direction. If a woman has a haflaga and then she doesn't see dam on the expected date of the haflaga, so then she has no need to be concerned going forward. The meaning to say, even if you have a vest kavua, a vest haflaga kavua. Let's say a woman always sees at 21-day intervals. So she established that through 3 haflagos and 4 riyas. Now, at the next 21-day interval where she expects to see dam and doesn't see dam, so even though she has a vest kavua la haflaga, but there's nothing else that's going to concern her until the next time she sees dam. Because calls mind that she doesn't see dam again, There's no more haflaga to speak of. As opposed to a ves limei hashavua, she has a kvias for ves limei hashavua. She sees every third Sunday. So even on the next third Sunday, she doesn't see, but she still would have to be concerned for the following third Sunday down the road, just as by a ves hachodesh. If a woman has a ves hachodesh kavua, so she saw on Beis Nisan, Beis Iyar, Beis Sivan, she doesn't see on Beis Tammuz, but it's still a ves kavua that she's going to have to be choshesh for Beis Av as well. So that's the 3 nafkamina we have so far between a Ves Limei HaShavua and a Ves Haflaga, even though in some sense, in terms of the numbers, a Ves HaShavua mirrors a Ves Haflaga more than a Ves HaChodesh, but it has more similarities in another sense with the Ves HaChodesh. And that, as the Sidrei Torah says, if you have a Ves Limei HaShavua, you have to continue to be choshesh for that, even if you have a intermittent re'iyah dam on a different day of the month. And you have to be choshesh for that, even if you miss one of the target days for the expected re'iyah, which is not true by standard haflagos. Okay. And the Chavos Das makes the following point. Chavos Das and Beurim, Sifkat and Dalet. So he quotes the Shach that we just that we started with. Kasav Shach, the Hainu Shirasa Biyom Aleph Lubasof Gimel Shavuos Chazer Rasa Biyom Aleph. The After B'chi Agav the Economy Aflaga Shavil Kapez Yom Chashvin and Osel Vest Aflaga Near the Mari Hacha Shel Nikba La Vest Aflaga. Kegon Shirasa B'Emsa Aflaga Shlishis. The Oz Nisbatel Vest Aflaga. So you could have a case where you're going to knock off a vest haflaga, but still retain a vest limei hashavua. The vest hashavua lenusbata lafilu rasa bintayim. Okay, that's essentially what we just saw in the Sedrei Tara, that if a woman has a vest limei hashavua, that's kavua. And then she sees another re'iyah on a different day. So as far as the haflaga shabbat is concerned, you knocked off the haflaga. But the vest yimei shavua still stands and as an independent vest. Okay, but what emerges from this chavas das is that we only consider the vest yimei shavua where there's no vest haflaga. He says about b'shekvar nikba vest haflaga kagon shelo hisikar biriya bintayim ein otola klal b'vest liyama shavua rak b'vest haflaga. So it's true that there are certain situations where a vest limeya shavua is stronger than a vest haflaga, and even if the haflaga falls off, you have to be choshesh for the vest limeya shavua. Again, let's say a woman sees every third Sunday. That establishes a vest limeya shavua. And then at some point later, there's one third Sunday where she doesn't see. So if we only consider the vest shavua as a vest aflaga, so now she doesn't have to be concerned anymore because that aflaga didn't yield a re'iyah. But because the vest shavua has an independent identity, you're going to have to be choshesh for the next third Sunday as well, even if there's no intervening re'iyah. However, the Chavos Das says, but if there is a vest haflaga kavua, so then we only look at the vest haflaga, we don't look at the vest shavua. And Rabbi Morgenstern explains within that, Piskei Das, Perek Lamed Hei, Ara Nun Zayin, that it's more intuitive that a vest limeya shavua is a weaker vest or a more far-fetched vest, if you will, than a vest aflaga, because the expectation for a woman to see at a regular interval is more credible, so to speak, than being tola on a particular day. Meaning, we understand that based on biology, it's reasonable that a woman is going to see dam at certain predictable intervals. But to say somehow that the mazel hayom, so to speak, that there's something about Sundays that spurs a re'iyah. You know, we understand by Shvarim, where the Gemara indicates that Shabbos spurs a negicha because people are wearing their Shabbos finery. But to say that something about Sunday spurs a re'iyah is less rational than a predicted aflaga. So if you have a choice between going with a aflaga and going with a vest that's totally the mazal yom, so to speak, then the aflaga becomes more reasonable. But he acknowledges that begs the question that we don't say the same thing by attention between a vest aflaga and a vest achodesh. Right? I mean, you could have a vest achodesh that ends up being equivalent to a vest aflaga. But there, Rakoshesh, both through the Vest HaFlaga and for the Vest HaChodesh at the same time. And if you're going to give me this argument that a Vest Limeya Shavua, which is Tali B'mazal Yom, is weaker than a Vest HaFlaga, say the same thing by a Vest HaChodesh, and that no one says. Okay, so he leaves that as a little bit of a question. If you're going to, he thinks that this is as far as the Chavos Das, that if you have a choice between a Vest HaFlaga and a Vest Limeya Shavua, haflaga becomes the more rational vest to go with, but by that same token, we should say the same thing if there's a tension between a vest of flag and a vest chodesh, and that we don't say. He leaves that with a question. Badi Yashulchan in Sivkat and Mem Zayin discusses the following case. Let's say a woman sees on Sunday, and 3 weeks later she sees on Monday, and 3 weeks later she sees on Tuesday. So that would be a vest hamurkav misiruk, a vest that has, it's a vest liyom ha-shavua plus, that every third week, it's 3 weeks plus one. So do you, are you concerned about such a vest? I mean, it's a combination of existing vestos, of a vest liyom ha-shavua with a siruk. With a additional factor plus one. It was a machlokes achron about that. Badi Yashulchan thinks he could be mako, and Piskei Das goes from Rav Yashiv. The Rav Yashiv was machmir. So I don't know if anyone actually ever had this lemaisa. It's not a sure not a common occurrence. Okay. So let's move on now. That we discussed Siv Zayin already a little bit earlier. It's a vest limeya chodesh bedilug. And Siv Zayin highlighted the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, the machlokes Rishonim. How do we paskin as to machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Do you need an additional re'ia in order to establish a vest limeya chodesh bedilug? So just to review that again, because this will be relevant for the coming Seifim as well, the Mechaber writes, Kesa kavas me'achodesh b'dilug, kagon sherasa b'tesva b'nisan tezayin b'ir yudzayin b'sivan, lo kavavas ashetira b'yudches b'tamuz, she'ein ri'i rishonim istarefes, kevin she'en aflaga shabbos. If you have a vest b'dilug, so then you need to have four ri'iyos in order to establish it as a vest kavua. Yesh omrim, Sha'afa pishala rasa elabitesva misan tesaini or yuzaim sivan kava ves v'choshashas going forward to yuchas yutes v'chein la'olam v'yesh lachosh l'divrem. So the Mechaber quotes the two days here, whether essentially paskin like Rav or Shmuel, in this case of a ves v'meyachodesh b'dilu, do you need three rios or four rios? And the Mechaber says, v'yesh l'hachmir, like the Ravid and others, that you have to be choshesh, that is kavua, even ayidei three riyas. Okay, let's move on now to sifches. And the sifches is the din of a vest ledilug chalila, a recurring skipping vest. So this is based on a Rabbeinu Chananel that Tosfos quotes on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. So just to refresh our memory, as we've seen part of this Tosfos before, and the Gemara on the top of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph has a case of a woman who sees Tesvav Nisan Tezayin Iyar Yud Zayin Tammuz, and that Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether that is Koveya Vesla Diluk. So Rav says that's Koveya Vesla Diluk alone. Shmuel says Ad Shetishalesh the Diluk, that in order to establish that vest, you have to have three iterations of the diluk. Okay. So the simple understanding of that machlokas, which is, as was just reflected in Siv Zayin, is in order to establish a vest, chodesh, the diluk, a vest, the diluk, do you need three rios or do you need four rios? Do you have to have a ria on the X plus one day of the month three times? Or four times. Fine. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chananel that has a different understanding of this machlokas. It's about halfway through the Tosfos. Dibur Maskil Edmar. Rabbeinu Chananel Pireish Kavala Veth Ledilug Kesha Asasa Shalash Babim Keseder Azeh. So what are we talking about here? Different case. She sees Tesvav, then Tesayin, then Yudzayin. Then Tesvav, then Tesayin, then Yudzayin. Then Tesvav, Tesayin, then Yudzayin. According to Rav, We're talking about what we refer to as a vest ledilu chalila. You see, 3 months in a row, tesvav tesayin yudzayin. The next 3 months in a row, tesvav tesayin yudzayin. The next 3 months in a row, tesvav tesayin yudzayin. Then you established a vest ledilu chalila, a recurring skipping vest. Ulishmuel, tzricha shetishalish bedilu shetira b'chodesh revi yom yudches. Ubegimel chadosh shachreim yom tesayin yudzayin yudches. And according to Shmuel, in order to establish this vessel dila chalila, you need additional re'ios. So we'll come in a moment to what those additional re'ios are, because that itself is a machlokas, different versions of Rabbeinu Chananel. Now that's the Rabbeinu Chananel's read at first glance seems to not really fit in the Gemara, because the Gemara tells you the case, right? Rasa yom tesvav l'chodeseh, tesayim l'chodeseh, yom yudzayim l'chodeseh, machlokas Rav Shmuel. The Rabbeinu Chananel comes and says, totally different case, tesvav tesayim yudzayim, tesvav tesayim yudzayim, tesvav tesayim yudzayim. It says the Rashba here, Dibi Maskla Rasa, that you have to say, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that the Gemara is Lishna Kita. The Gemara is a Lashon Kitzara. That you really should have a Bechule there. And the Gemara says, Tesvav Tesayin Yudzayin, it really means Tesvav Tesayin Yudzayin, V'chozrin Chalila, in a three or in multiples of three or four. Because otherwise, that's not the case, not the case of the Gemara. And that's what bothers Tosfos. So the Ben Chananu is not the simple reading of the Gemara. Bila does it made for the moment. And what drove Rabbeinu Chananel to understand the Gemara this way? I didn't see any real compelling explanation. The Crazy Plesi attempts to deal with it, and Shiri Shevet Levi has an approach. But at the end of the day, it still seems a little bit difficult to understand what compelled Rabbeinu Chananel to read the Gemara differently. But be that as it may, the Tosfos understood within Rabbeinu Chananel, that according to Rav, in the case of a ves ledilu chalila, in order to establish that as a ves kavu, you have to see 3 months three times, meaning a total of 9 months, tesvav tesayin yudzayin, tesvav tesayin yudzayin, tesvav tesayin yudzayin. And according to Shmuel, in the first month, the first series of months, you have to see tesvav tesayin yudzayin yudches. Right, Lushmul Srika Shetashalish Bedilug, Shatira Bechodesh Revi, meaning the fourth month in the first cycle, Yom Yuches. Ubegimel Chadashim Achareyam, Yom Yudzai Tezayin, Yudzayin Yuches. Bechem Beshlishi, Ode, Shachri Kain, Jeriyah Shel Tesvavi, Yom Bechodesh Rishon, Lo Haya Miminyana. So according to Tosis's reading of Rabbeinu Chananel, what you have is Tesvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches. The crazy place explains in Sukkot and Yudches that the way the Cheshbon works is that the Yudches of the fourth month in the first series somehow is Mitzuraf to the Dilug of the second series. So you have a Dilug from Tesvav to Tesayin, Tesayin to Yudzayin, Yudzayin to Yudches, so you have three Dilug in there. And then you have a Dilug from Yudches to Tesayin, and then Tezayin to Yudzayin, and Yudzayin to Yudches, and then again Yudches to Tezayin. As opposed to what you probably would have more readily understood, which is what the Rashba says in Rabbeinu Chananel, that no, you need four re'iyos in every one of the starim. It's just like according to Shmuel, in order to establish any haflaga you need four riyas. So to establish a vest ledilu chalila, you need four riyas in every seder. You have to have tezvav tezayin yuzayin yuches. That creates three aflagas. And then you skip to the next series of months, tezvav tezayin yuzayin yuches. And then the third series. So what emerges is that according to the Rashba, you need a total, according to the Rashba, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, according to Shmuel, you need a series, you need a total of 12 months in order to establish a Ves L'dilu Chalila. Because you have to see, Tezvav Tezayin Yedzayin Yudches, Tezvav Tezayin Yedzayin Yudches, Tezvav Tezayin Yedzayin Yudches. Whereas according to Tosfos, all you need is 10 months. If you start off Tezvav Tezayin Yedzayin Yudches, and then you go to the next month, Tezayin Yedzayin Yudches, and the following month, Tezayin Yedzayin Yudches. According to Tosis is Rabbeinu Chananel within Shmuel, you need a total of 10 months. According to the Rashba is Rabbeinu Chananel within Shmuel, you need a total of 12 months. And then the Masifta Gemara here points out, if you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel that's printed in the margin of the Gemara on Lama Zayin with Bezim Bava Kama, so there, Rabbeinu Chananel, as printed, actually requires five Re'ios for every Seder according to Shmuel, which would be a total of 15 months. And in the Masifta Gemara, they point out that that is probably a Tosofrim, because no one could really figure out how you would get five Re'ios according to Shmuel. Okay, so the Rashba writes that even though the Rashba disagrees with Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat in the Gemara, as does Tosfos, but lahalacha, the Rashba thinks that it's true ledina, meaning even if that's not what the Gemara is talking about, the Gemara is, even if we assume the Gemara, the machlokes of Rav Shmuel and Samach Dalit is kipshuta, that we're talking about a standard case of a ves ledilug or ves lachodesh ledilug of Tezvav Tezayin Yudzayin, or Tezvav Tezayin Yudzayin Yudches. But the din that the Rabbeinu Chananel reflects, even if it's not Pshat the Gemara, may still be true Ladina. So you may still have a Ves L'dilu Chalila L'halacha, because it's true, even if that's not Pshat the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel over here. So that's why the Mechaber does quote it L'halacha. Take a look inside in Sifches. Rasa Gimel Pa'amim, the Gimel Chadashim B'Dilug, the Chazra V'Rasa B'Osam Dilugim Atzmam, Im Naga Kein Gimel Pa'amim, Hareza V'Eskavua L'Dilug Chalila. Ketzad, Rasa Tezva B'Nisan Tezayim B'Yer Yerzayim B'Sivan, the Chazra Chalila, V'Rasa Tezva B'Tamiz Tezayim B'Av Yerzayim B'Elo, the Od Chazra V'Rasa Tezva B'Tishrei Tezayim B'Cheshvan Yerzayim B'Kislev, Kavala Vesa Dila Khalila, the Khashash the Olam, Tesva Khodizet, Tesain the Khodizah, Bizain the Khodizah. So the Mechaber quotes the sin of a Vesla Dila Khalila and only presents it within Shitas Rav that you have to have three series of three, and there's no need for a fourth in the series like Shmuel. So at first glance, even though the Mechaber in Zivzayin says Yesh lachush l'drei melahachmir, like those who showed in the passing like Shmuel, and the standard case of a ves tadilug, in the case of ves ledilug chalila, we're only choshesh for the version aliba derav. That's what the Shach picks up on over here in Sivkat and Kaf. Rasa gimel pa'amim. Kasav haprisha sif yudalid. L'shmuel b'inan shetira gam kem b'yuches b'tamas. That Tosis version of Ben Chanano, you have to have a total of 10 months. B.M. Kane, Hatur Mayri Hachel Shmuel, B'Yeshla Vest, Akan Dvarav. So if that's the case, so the only situation at which this dinner would be truly the Shmuel is where you're already working off of Ves Kavua. If you're already working off of Ves Kavua, so then you don't need the additional Re'iyah to create the Ves Dila Chalila. The Kasha, the Pshat of Ve'atur, Mashmah, the Hakal Kuli Amasagi, Begim Lepam, and Bechol Inyan, across the board. Chay Mashmah Rashba, Elanira, Kevin da Poskim Dachu, Pesha Ben Chananel, Sphir Lehu, the Hakal, Ben Lerab, Ben Lishmuel, Sagi Begim Lepamim, the came in the Rasa Gimel Pamim Betesva, the Gimel Pamim Tesayan, Gimel Pamim Yazayan, Havale Kerasa Gimel Pamim Bimea Chodesh, the Shava, the El Sifav, the Dok. So says the Shach, since we don't really paskin like Rabbeinu Chananel's read of the Gemara, since we understand that the Machlokas Rav Shmuel is only about a standard Vesli Dilug where you see Tesvav Tesayan Yazayan, or Tesvav Tesayan Yazayan Ches. So then, if we're going to paskin a din of Vesla Dila Chalila, it doesn't have to be dependent on the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So maybe Evan would agree that a Vesla Dila Chalila is established with only three Re'iyos. Now, why should that be? Why should this not be dependent on the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Why would Shmuel agree that in this case, all you need is three Re'iyos to establish a Vesla Dila Chalila, or three series of three Rios. So we'll come back to that in a couple minutes. The Torah Sashlamim in Sivkat and Tesvav disagrees with the Shach. He says, no, that in a Chanami, according to those Rishonim that are Machmir, one second. According to those Rishonim that are Machmir like Shmuel, you'd have to be Machmir here as well to require additional Re'iyos. So he quotes the Shach, and then he says, Ein Dvar Mechrachin Klal. So the Shach's argument that we're not accepting the din of Ves Adila Chalila because Rabbeinu Chananel, since Rabbeinu Chananel's Re'iyah L'Gemara is rejected, and it's just an independent din that stands on its own, and it is not dependent on Rav Shmuel, Torah Sashlam says, Nam Mechrach. So how do you know that we should be makel against Rabbeinu Chananel? Meaning that we're not just accepting this as an independent din. Coincidentally, Rabbeinu Chananel read into our Gemara, but we accept it for a different reason. No, we accept it because we're choshish for Rabbeinu Chananel's read of the Gemara. And therefore, it's subject to the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. And therefore, according to the Yesh Machmirim in Siv Zayin, according to the first day in Siv Zayin, that you need four Re'iyos in order to establish a Vesla Dilug. And here also you need four Re'iyos. Says the Pesach Shuva in Sivkat and Vav, he goes to Shachlan Torah Sashlamim, says, bottom line, Gam B'dizne Yesh L'Hachmir V'Lachush L'Chomish Ne'edeh. So as it is, the Mechaber of Zion says you have to be choshesh for both Deus L'Chumra. Then you have to be choshesh that you can be kaveya a vest with minimal Riyah. So that's true here as well. It's true. Right? The Mechaber only quotes the Saliba de Rav, which ends up being a Kula, meaning you'd only need three series of three to create a Vest Kavua. According to Shmuel, you would need more Riyahs to create a Vest Kavua. But bottom line, you have to be choshesh L'Chumra. Which again, essentially, Evan agrees to. The machlokas Shachlan Torah Sashlamim is whether the daya that's makel, so to speak, that you can pass on like Shmuel, would say the same thing over here as well. But bottom line, we would be machri regardless. Okay. So what's the svara lechalek between the previous cases and here that maybe this shouldn't be dependent on the machlokas Rav Shmuel, the way the Shach presented? So the Badi Yashulchan in the Be'urim, Dibur Maskal Rasa, says that when it comes to a vest Ledilu Khalila, there are potentially two ways of conceptualizing the vest. So is a pshat, which is probably what you would intuitively think, that it's a standard kind of a vest Ledilu. So just like a regular Vesla Dilug means that you see a pattern of every month plus one, Tesvav, Tesayin, Yudayin. So here, this is a recurring Vesta Dilug where you expect to see Tesvav, Tesayin, Yudayin, Tesvav, Tesayin, Yudayin, Tesvav, Tesayin, Yudayin. So it's a single hybrid vest that is comprised of multiple skips, right? You skip in the first series of the month, plus one, plus one, plus one. Then you go back where you started, another plus one, plus one, plus one. And then the same thing in the third series of months. Or maybe no. Maybe a vest, le dilug chalila, is essentially three independent vestas. So maybe if you see on Tezvav Tezayin Yudayin, Tezvav Tezayin Yudayin, Tezvav Tezayin Yudayin, what you really have are three Vestas of Sirik. Right? A Vest of Sirik, as we'll see, is that you see every other month, or every third month. So maybe the pshat is that I have a Vest to see on Tezvav every fourth month, a Vest to see on Tezayin every fourth month, and a Vest to see on Yudayin every fourth month. So it looks like a single vest, Lidilug, but in reality, it's a combination of three different vestos, a Tezvav vest, a Tezayin vest, and a Yudzayin vest. Just as we have a precedent for that in Sif Lamed Beis, the Mechaber says, Pa'amim Sha'isha Kavasla vest, Besof vest. You can have a vest within a vest. Ketzad, Rasa Shalosh Pa'amim Barosh Chodesh, Barivias Bebeza Chodesh, Ubarosh Chodesh, Chaim Bechamishis Bechishis Rekavash Tevesta. So you could have two parallel vestos that exist at the same time. You could have two vest kavuas that exist at the same time. So maybe that's what's going on. Or maybe you have three vest kavuas that coexist. You have a Tesvav Lesirug where every third month you see Entesvav. You have a Tezayin Lesirug, we're alternating third months you see Entesayin. And a Yudzayin Lesirug, we're alternating Yudzayins you see on every third month on Yudzayin. And he says that seems to be the Pshat in Rabbeinu Chananel, that like the first way. Now, according to Rebbe Chananel is coming and telling us that the Gemara here is Mechadesh, a new Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. This is a new kind of vest. A new kind of vest of the Dilu Chalila, where you see three series of months on X plus one day. So if it was the case that this is just a vest Achodesh Besirug, that you see every third month on Tesvav, so that shouldn't be Talia Machlokas Rava Shmuel. That's a standard Vesta Chodesh Lesiruk. And no one should hold that you need four Re'ios in order to establish it. Because it's not the interval that's concerning us, it's the Yom HaChodesh. It's essentially a Vesta Chodesh Lesiruk. So Shmuel should agree that if I have a Tesvav, a Re'ia on Tesvav every third month, then all I need is three Re'ios to establish that. Shmuel agrees that a Vesta Chodesh only needs three Re'ios. So if this is essentially three Vesta Chodesh is a Sirug, then there's no Chiddush here in the Din, and it shouldn't be Talian Machlok as Rav Shmuel. But in the Ravid, which is the source of the Shach over here, the Ravid sounds very much, says the Baal HaShulchan, like this is a kind of a Vest HaChodesh L'Siruk. Because the Ravid brings up this din. First of all, the Ravid says, as the Shach and the Taz both quote, that this din isn't limited to Tezvav Tezayin Yudayin, Tezvav Tezayin Yudayin. Even if you were to see on Tezvav Tezayin, Tezvav Tezayin, Tezvav Tezayin, the din would be the same. And the Ravid quotes this in the context of a vest besoch vest. So it sounds like the Rebbe understood, no, this is essentially a vest, a chodesh lesirug, where you're creating independent vestos for Tezayin Yudayin. It just looks like what we call a vest ledila chalila. But really, if you take off the layers, it's just a standard vest, a chodesh lesirug. And if that's the case, then you much more readily understand why, according to the Mechaber, if that's how we're paskening, according to the Shach, there's no need for a 4-3, even according to Shmuel, because this isn't a diluk. If it's a regular diluk, so that's the Machlokas Rav Shmuel. It's not a diluk. It's essentially a Vesta Chodesh, the Siruk, where you're being Koveya. Yom Tesvav is one series of Vestas. Yom Tezayin is another series. Yom Yudzayin, and alternating or every third month. So there, Evan would agree that you only need three instances to be Koveya, not four, and that wouldn't be subject to the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Okay. Is that clear? Benji, we good?
Yep.
Okay. Fine, let's see Sif Tezayin now. Rasa be'echa b'nisan u'be'echa b'sivan u'be'echa b'av kavala vest lirash chodesh lidilugim. So if a woman sees on Aleph Nisan, and then Aleph Sivan, Aleph Av, so every other month on Aleph, that creates a vest lirash chodesh lidilug. Aval rasa be'echa b'nisan be'echa b'iyar let's say she sees three out of four, not in succession, then she's not Koveya Vest. Same as every other month, so then you created a Vest L'Rosh Chodesh B'diluk. But if it's three out of four, with a missing gap in the middle, that doesn't create a Vest Kavua. Okay, take a look at the Taz Sivkatin Yud Aleph. This is only according to Rav. In the old version of the Taz, it says Be'elol, but in this fancy Shulchan Aruch is corrected to B'Tishrei, which solves one of the asagas of the Nekuda Sakasef. That's probably a tolus in the defus of the Taz. So let's read it the corrected way. That according to this din is only true according to Rav. But according to Shmuel, in order to establish a vest lirosh chodesh b'sirug, you would have to have four re'ios. So you'd have to have Nisan, then Sivan, then Av, and then Tishrei. Okay. The Ba'al Shulchan points out on the Tziyunim here, Os Ayin Aleph, that it's muchach this way from Rashi and Bavakam. Rashi Bavakam Alam Zayin Mebeis Yiv Maskel Shmuel says pretty much preferish that according to Shmuel, even a vest lesirug requires four reias. Even a vest which you only see on alternating months, or within a pattern of months, but not every month, also requires Dali Re'ios to be Koveya. And the crazy placey here, Sifkat and Yud Beis, points out that's Mavur and Tosus there as well. Tosus Bavakam Lamazayan Bebeis, Dira Maskal Yom Tesvav. So there, Tosus is Mechalik between Seirugim Shel Yamim and Seirugim Shel Shvarim. That Seirugim Shel Yamim are like a haflaga, not like a vesta chodesh, and therefore, according to Shmuel, require dalid rios. The point is that a vest liyamim b'seirug has elements both of a haflaga and a vest a chodesh. Right? Are we looking at it as what's critical is the day of the month, Aleph? So even though you go some Aleph without it, so every other Aleph you have a Ru'iyah, that's essentially a flavor of a vest a chodesh. And a vest a chodesh, even according to Shmuel, all you need is Gimel Ru'iyahs. Or is it more like a haflaga? That it's the intervals of every 2 months you see on Aleph. So Rashi and Tosafot Bava Kamma, and this is when the Taz is assuming here Lalacha, thinks that it's more analogous to a haflaga, and therefore subject to the same machlokas Rav Shmuel, how many Ri'as do you need to establish a haflaga? But the Shach here argues, Sifkat and Kafbeis, the quote to Drisho says, this is Talyan Rav Shmuel, Vizeino, the Hacha came into Ri'asah Shavos, La'olam Birosh Chodesh Kam Shmuel Moda. So here it's not really a haflaga, it's predictably every other Rosh Chodesh, she has a Ri'iyah. So how is this any different than Sivav, Rasa Mirosh Chodesh, L'Rosh Chodesh? A regular Vesa Chodesh, Evan agrees you only need 3 instances. So this is a hybrid Vesa Chodesh, or a complex Vesa Chodesh. But it's basically a Vesa Chodesh, Besirug. And he quotes a Ravid who says that. And that's his Hasaga on the Taz here in the Nekudas HaKasef. Lodak, the Hacha L'Kulyama, Rishonim in a Minyan. And therefore, you don't need another Ri'iyah on Aleph Tishrei. He had in his version of the Taz Aleph Elul, which made even less sense. But that seems to be the Machlokas here. How do we view Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Shachtas Halacha? What is the primary? How do we view a vest liyam in besirug? So it has elements both of a vest a chodesh and a vest a flaga, but which one is more pronounced? That seems to be the machlokas we've shown him. Machlokas shachtas lalacha is the subject of machlokas Rav Shmuel. According to Shmuel, would you need 4 re'ios for a vest l'rosh chodesh besirug? Okay. Then in Sifyud we have the following. Rasa tesvav v'nisan tezayim v'yar yuches b'sivan lo kava vest kevin shesirga b'chodesh ha-shlishi v'lo rasa ad yuches ba. So in order to create a vest bedilug, you have to have the pattern that's consistent. You'd have to have tesvav, then tezayim, then yuzayim. If you have the tesvav, then tezayin yuches, so that's you compromise the pattern, that's not going to be koveya anything. Fine. Sif yud aleph, dilga pam achas, oshtayim, eino chosheshes ledilug, afa bisha chosheshes ashar vestas, but pam achas, eino chosheshes vesta dilug, jatik benim. So a vesta dilug is different than a vesta flaga, vesta chodesh. A vesta flaga, vesta chodesh, we're choshesh for these vestas as a vest she'eno kavua, even after a single instance or a single aflaka. But a dilog, because that's more complex, and let's say less rational, less intuitive, as being a predictor of patterns, so there, a vest bedilog is only of interest to us if it becomes kavua. But short of a kvias, you don't have to be choshesh for vest ledilog as a vest She'eno kavua. Okay. Then in Sifyu Beis, we have the more standard iteration of a vest hasirug, which we just encountered in Siftes, and again, subject to the same machlokas shachtaz, whether it's subject to the machlokas Rav Shmuel. Vest hasirug, ria rishona min aminya the divya kol, afa pisher chika riyosa, So until you're kaveya a vesta sirug, we only are concerned about the last haflaga. Because again, a vesta sirug is only going to be of concern once it becomes kavua. Until it becomes kavua, we're only concerned about the most recent haflaga, the most recent vesta chodesh, but not a vesta sirug in totality. Okay. So let's stop here for today. And next time, Rosh Hashem, we will pick up with Sif Yud Gimel and continue weiter in the Siman. Sif Yud Gimel, that's we have the long shach about Onah Beinah, so we already discussed. So we're not going to revisit that at this point. But the more important the topic in Sif Yud Gimel that we haven't discussed yet is whether a haflaga aruka could be a nekar ayde a haflaga kitsara. So I'll try to send out more marmakomos on that and on the common seifim going forward. So Mirza Hashem, we will reconvene, I think, Wednesday at 3.
Sure.
Sounds good.
Okay.